that is Zaken that goes connected the Bezdin by in his town, and then they went to the big Bezdin in Yerushalayim, and there were three Bezdins in Yerushalayim, and still they said that even though with the three Bezdin in Yerushalayim, you go till the first, the second, the third, and he goes connected. Zakti Gemara, Tanur Abban. The pasuk says ki polim chadava. So we dash him b'muflushe b'bezdin akasav medaber. Taichi polim chadava means a mumche in a bezdin. That's the first thing we dash. Then the pasuk says mimcha. So what do we say mimcha? Zeh yayitz. Mimcha is yayitz. What does that mean? That he's being chaylik on ibra hashana. V'cheinu ha'imem mimcha yeitzei chayshev al Hashem ra yayitz b'liyal. So you see that yayitz and mimcha go together. So he's being arguing on the ibra hashana. Dava. The pasuk says Dava. Yipalimcha Dava. What's Dava? What's he arguing on Dava? Zu halacha. That's halacha l'meshem Sinai. He's arguing on something halacha l'meshem Sinai. The mishpat. The pasuk says the mishpat. What's he arguing? Zeh hadin. He's arguing on din. What's that? Zeh yashava. Rashi says. Then the pasuk says bein dam ledam. What is he arguing on bein dam ledam? Bein dam nida, dam leida. Between nidas, leida, dam ziva. Then the pasuk says, "Bein din ledin." What's that? Bein din and nefashes. Bein din and nefashes. Din and mamonis. Side din and nefashes. Side din and mamonis. He's arguing. Din and makas. Then the pasuk says, "Bein nega le nega." What's that? What's the different types of negay? Nigay adam. Bein nigay adam. Nigay batim. Nigay begadim. All different types of teras. Divrei. It says the pasuk divrei. Elu hacharamim ve'erichin ve'agdeshes. That is hegdish. Revice, the pasuk says revice. Zu, what's fights? Hashka asaita comes through a fight, a husband and a woman, and a wife. Barifas egla, obviously the guy got killed through a fight. Egla rufa, why bring egla rufa? Because the guy got killed. Egla through a fight. Vitahara sametzaira, what's the fight over there? Talking lashon hara, that's where tzaras comes. So talking lashon hara is not a dafke fight, but you're saying bad about someone. Then the pasuk says bishariacha. What's that? Zuleka chikha upeya. Why? Because over there, it says v'achlu bishariacha. By aniyim, it says bishariacha. V'kamta.
What's the machlokes there?
No machlokes. It wasn't machlokes, but no, ribas was machlokes. And the pasuk says bishariacha. So we're going to get different things.
There's no riv by leka chikha upeya.
No. What? Only ribas. Ribas was learned at a fight. Ashkar says it was. Then the pasuk says b'sharecha. What are we learning out from b'sharecha? Like a chikope. V'kamta. We're learning out mi bezdin. Stand up from bezdin. V'alisa melameid shebeis hamikdash gavoya me'eretz Yisrael. Going up. You go up to the beis hamikdash, to the other Sanhedrin, like we saw in the Mishnah. Ve'eretz Yisrael gavoya mikal haratzos. And Eretz Yisrael is higher than all the lands. Now is that true? Isn't Mount Everest higher than Eretz Yisrael? I mean,
when you look at a sphere, what's the high point of the sphere? Eretz Yisrael.
Is it?
Hashem looks at it. That's the high point. But you're going to count from sea level. What kind of measurement is from sea level? We're talking about a sphere.
I don't know what you mean.
It means when you're looking up from the Shemayim, which is the high point of the whole earth? The highest mountain?
Sure.
Or with the point you're looking at?
No.
If Mount Everest is on the wrong side of the earth when you're looking at it.
So what,
Mount
Everest is right.
Well, it shows on the wrong side of the earth.
Yeah, maybe it shows the wrong side of the earth.
No, Hashem's always looking at it, so that's always the right side.
Stomach with plopples. No, the stomach of the is. And Charles is the place that has the smallest place in the earth that goes from sea level to where it is. In the shortest distance.
Span, in the shortest span.
Has the lowest place. Right, it has the lowest place. And right, the Yam Melech is the lowest place on the earth. And from there to Yerushalayim, it's always going
is
uphill.
That, is that type of the Messias?
Yeah.
That it has the largest gap?
Yeah. And it has also in the smallest area has the largest gap in weather.
From north to south.
In weather also. From north to south. It could be always like Florida and has... It has like Florida, I mean, it's always hot.
It's snowing
and it's
summer.
Snowing in
the south, it's always hot. In the north, it could be cold.
Could be cold, yeah. It has everything in it. It's a city, it's a land that has
Is it
Gap?
Is it?
Maybe.
Is Gap taller than Mount Everest? That's what it's
saying. No, it can't be taller. No way.
No, he's asking, is the gap in the lowest part? It's impossible because.
It's impossible.
Oh, it's 5 miles.
Well,
Mount Everest is 5 miles at the top.
Yeah,
it's no, it is possible because if the Yama Melech is that low, then it could be charged.
Yeah, but the way, how low is it? I think Mount Everest, they say the
Mount
ground
Everest,
level is
that. I believe the Dead Sea is about 2,000 feet below zero.
I understand. So let's say it's 2,000. Well, Mount Everest is way bigger. Maybe? Okay.
By the way, Maral and the Mashal weren't like me.
Yeah, what did they say? I don't even know what you said.
But the article brings it down.
Okay.
It's the Mashon Kedushin's Samach Kes and the Maral.
What does it say? Oh, what does it say there?
It really says.
That
don't tell me outside.
Tell me inside. When you look at a sphere,
what does that
what
mean?
High point sphere? When you look at a sphere, what's the high point of the sphere?
The top, whatever it is.
So the Mashon says because the Eretz Yisrael is the focus.
Maral
says...
Focus means that it's the... In
right, not Metzius. In Halakite. Right, not
Metzius. Okay, fine. But Lamaisa, you don't talk to someone who does geologists or someone who works with the Earth, and you ask him, what's the high point of the Earth? He doesn't... That's not the point, which is the highest above sea level. If you're looking at it from the moon, which is the high point of the Earth? It's not that. It's a sphere. The high point is wherever you're looking.
Depends where you're looking.
What does it mean the world is a sphere? What does that mean?
The world it's not a flat surface. So you say this is the high point. So if you're
it's
looking
round.
At
that means, that
no,
means, that
he's
means,
saying, I think, that it goes upwards and that you're designating something as the bottom. Are you designating
a sphere? Yeah.
Right, then what does that mean?
That's the whole point.
So what does that mean?
That there can't be a high point on a sphere except where you're looking at.
If the world is flat, then you see everything. The Mount Everest is the highest, Taka. But when the world is a sphere, so that means, you're right, Mount Everest is very tall over here, and it's taller. But over here, when I'm looking from this direction, Eretz Yisrael is the tallest. But that doesn't... Okay. Zog Tegema Avayta. Bishlam Beis HaMikdash Gavayim Eretz Yisrael. I know that Beis HaMikdash is higher than Eretz Yisrael. I skipped. Valisim Melamech Beis HaMikdash Gavayim Eretz Yisrael. Beis HaMikdash Gavayim Eretz Yisrael. Is it Elamokim? Melamech HaMokim Gavayim. That the place is Gayim. Zakti Gemara.
All these things...
is what the Zakti Gemara is saying, connected.
Why didn't he say... something excluded over here?
Oh, okay. We're going to see the Gemara. Yeah, there could be things excluded. We'll see. So Gemara, Bishlam, Beis HaMikdash Gavayim Eretz Yisrael. How do you know Beis HaMikdash is higher than Eretz Yisrael? Dechsev Valisa. It says in this passage, Valisa. That means they were in Eretz Yisrael. They were going up to Beis HaMikdash. To Yishlayim, to the Beis HaMikdash, where the Sanhedrin were. Where do you know from here that Etzel Gavayim Kalayatzis? So the man Achanami, you don't know from this pasuk. You know from a different pasuk. L'chiv l'chein hine yamim boim neum Hashem. The days are going to come, are coming from Hashem. Yeah, it says v'lo yomu oid chay Hashem m'shehela as bnei Yisrael me'etz Mitzrayim ki imchay Hashem m'shehela m'shev ezer. So you see hela. So it's Beis Yisrael me'etz sefayna mikalayatzis sheshidachtem sham v'yeshuv alat masim. So you see that Etzel Yisrael is higher than all other lands.
You only see
all colors? Yeah. Zakin Mame ain't a chayev ella al dovash as they nekoz v'shigasechatas. The Zakin Mame that argues on Bezdin, what are they arguing about? Only if they argue on something which b'mezid you would get koz and m'shayig you would get a chatas. Divrei Amei. Rabbi Yudah Aimer? No. Even without that, al dovash ikre min divrei Torah, anything that is learned out of Divrei Torah, the Ikud Halacha is Divrei Torah, who Pirushoi Midivrei Seifrim, and the Seifrim, Rabbanon explained it. That even if they're arguing with something like that, then they can be Chayiv Misrim. Shimon Aimer, I feel a Dikdik Echad Midikdukei Seifrim. It doesn't have to be that it's Divrei Torah. The whole thing is Divrei Seifrim, it's a Dikdik Midivrei Seifrim, is what the arguing on, and still you Chayiv Misrim.
Yeah, but it has to be a halacha. It can't be
stopped. Yeah, it can't be stopped. Pshat Nagamah, yeah. So the time of the Emet, we saw that in the mission yesterday.
One second, what's the Mekar to Zakin Mamre? We just said that, right?
This Pasuk, yeah.
The Pasuk, right?
Yeah.
So the Pasuk is telling you that anything that a Zakin, that they're Chaylik on, Yechayiv Miso, it could only be something that's Menatar.
But the pasuk is telling you that anything that the rabbanim are masakin, no, so you can't be chaylik on.
No, oh, it's not chacham. It's
something learned out of a pasuk.
No, yeah, it has to be the right.
Sure, it's something learned out of a pasuk, but it's not clear in the pasuk at all. So the my time of the Ameya. What's the reason of Ameya that says Ameya is the one that said that you need that only if they're arguing on something which is bizarre and kares, mezer kares and shaygi chatas. Gama dava dava. Ksiv achiki upalim imcha dava lamishpat. By zaken mamet says dava. Ksiv hasam by pam dava shaltzibit says vanelam dava meinei akol. Mal alam dava shchayiv as dani kares v'shugas chatas. Just like over there, it's only if you chayiv something of a mezer kares and shaygi chatas of kan. Fine, that's a meh. Rabbi Yehuda that says that it's enough if they're arguing something which is ikmi de v'teya pish mi de v'sefim, because it says al pi ha-teya she-yirucha. Add the ikka teya, they're arguing on something which is teya, v'yirucha, and something which the chachamim were pish mi de v'sefim. Which yirucha, what they taught us. Rabbi Shimon that says that even a filo diktikachim de v'sefim. Why? Ashi yigid l'cham in amok em ahu, I feel a kaldu, even if it's this little shaykh as the v'seifim, they will mefarish it, that's enough. If they're arguing on that, to become a zakim man.
So this is all different.
No, so now we're going to explain it. Omle Avuna b'achinna l'rav. Avuna went to Rav. And Tigum Ali, l'ham asita alibid amei, said, explain it to me, alibid amei. Ramei is the one that says that you need bezada and karas. And Mishayi Khatas, explain to me what we just learned. We just said all these cases, the whole beginning of the Amid. We said all these things. Are these all cases of Bizad and Kars and Meshagi and Chatas? Does it shtim? So, Amalei Rava, Rav Papa, Paik Turgumalei. So Rava told her, Papa was Rava's Talmud. So he told her, Papa, you go tell it to him. I don't even need to tell it to him. Even my Talmud could explain it to you. What's that? Ki Yipalei B'mufla Sheba Bezin. So he's going to go through the Pasuk again. B'mufla Sheba Bezin, he has to be a Mumcha. Hakasim Adaba. Mimcha zayayitz. What is that? Sheyedeil abe shanim v'lekvaya chadashim. That you know to be ma'abe the year, you add ada, ada sheni, and you know how to extend the months. Kedetran, where's the case of doing that? That is bezad and kares and meshag and chatas. Kedetran, we learn in the Mishnah, hey neidu, they were meyit shema abinas hashana called ada. You extend a year of Adar, Shayimim at Purim. They would say just they only extend it till Purim. Why the Ilahai Gisa Kashari Chametz of Pesach? The Ilahai Gisa Kashari Chametz of Pesach. And what does that mean? It means if you're going to add it longer than that, then you're going to end up being Machshir Chametz of Pesach. You say that there's no extra Adar. They say there is extra Adar. So you're going to end up Chametz of Pesach. So Tufakat. So that's Zod and Kars.
What does Ila Haggis and Ila Haggis mean?
If you're going to add or you're going to take away. If the Zakimam is going to say that this year you should add a month.
I mean, whichever one it would be.
Whichever one it would be.
If you're doing the opposite, you're going to have Chametz and Pesach.
You're going to have Chametz and Pesach, and that's Zod and Kars, Meshagi Chatas. So that makes sense. Dava, Zeh Halacha. When we said Dava, we learned that that's Halacha.
If they say later, if they say there's an Ibiya, and you're saying, no, it's actually Pesach, it's going to be a month earlier.
No, then you're going to be...
Oh, they're going to end it the second time, you're not going to look, right.
Dava za halacha. That's halacha l'mesha mesina. So what is that? Where do you have zad and karas and shag and chatas? Zu halacha zachadasa. So you have to know like this. As man chazal, every woman became... There was yimei ziva and yimei nida. Yimei nida was, it wasn't like today, 5 and 7. Right, it was, nida was, she saw. For 7 days.
One minute.
She was for 7 days tamei. There was no zayin in Meitaria. 7 days tamei. She went to the mikveh. She was tamei. Then there was 11 days of ziva. Ziva was like this: that if you see 1 day, the halacha was shemeres yom keneged yom, which means that you have to see the next day. If you don't see the next day, then you go to the mikveh the next night and you tamei. But if you see 3 days in a row, then you need shiva yimei tahira, shiva yimei nekiyah. Okay, so that's. Zayin Yimeinida, Yiralaf Yimeiziva. Zayin Yimeinida, Yiralaf Yimeiziva. That's how the cycle went. So let's say she saw, so, the 10th day. The 10th day of Yimeiziva, she saw. So now, so Rabbi Yechonon, it's Halachas Achadas, the Itma, Asiri, Rabbi Yechonon, Asiri Kachi, and you wait the complete day, you watch out, I mean, she saw 10, you wait the 11th day, and if she didn't see the 11th day, she goes to the
mikvah. You can't have 3 days of ziva at that point.
That's going to be machlekes. Abechanan ma'asiri kachi. The Shlokesh ma'asiri kachadas. Abechanan says the 10th day is then like the 9th day, which means you wait for ma'asem k'neged yayin. The Shlokesh says the 10th day is like the 11th day. The same way on the 11th day. You don't wait for ma'asem k'neged yayin because anyways you're not waiting because the next day she's done Yimei Ziva. So too, the 10th day, you don't wait Shema Hashem Kenegad Yom. Why? How you can wait the 11th day? Because since I can't, the only reason why waiting Shema Hashem Kenegad Yom is to see, she might end up seeing 3 days in a row. And once she sees 3 days in a row, we're going to say that she needs Shiva Yimei Tahir. But once she sees day 10, she can't see 3 days because 10, 11, 12, 12 is not Yimei Ziva anymore. So therefore, the 10th day is like the 11th day. And by 11th day, we say, you don't wait Shemei Jem Kenega Jem. So to the 10th day, you don't wait Shemei Jem Kenega Jem. That's what the Machlekes is. So Nachum, Abichan HaMasiyi Kachi, Shagas HaMasiyi Kachadas, Abichan HaMasiyi Kachi, Machi, Bayishima, just like the 9th day, need Shemei Jem Kenega Jem, Afsi, Bayishima. Veshlakishama, Asiyi Kachadas, Machlas, Labayishima, Afasi, Bayishima. So that is the halacha of Sinai, which comes out that it's nidus and zivus, and in the middle it'll be shemayim k'neged yayin.